is alive. The Son of God, who took our place on the cross, has risen from the dead to prove his lordship over sin, death, and hell. But what actually happened on that Friday, on that hill outside of Jerusalem, at the cross?
Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done? He died upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. And at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, well, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well, might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin? Thus might I hide my blushing face while his dear cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness and melt my eyes to tears. And at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, well, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can never repay this debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Well, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. And it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. I'm happy all the day.
The Apostle Paul wrote these words to the church at Rome. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Romans 3:25-26. What God demands of sinful humanity, he has satisfied through the sinless blood of of his Son.
Flowing from our Savior's side, pouring out his sacrifice, mercy given with his wounds, always making all things new. There's no power like the blood of Jesus, no other power that can wash us clean. He has taken all our shame.
We're all familiar with John 3:16, where the Apostle John writes, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." But we have a hard time wrapping our 21st century minds around Jesus' declaration that he was the good shepherd who would lay down his life for his sheep, that he would give his life as a ransom for many. And especially his words at the Last Supper, where he invites those who would deny and betray him in a few short hours to drink the wine representing the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. His sacrifice is at once a diagnosis of our sin sickness and its miraculous cure. Easter is God's invitation to each of us to accept Christ's sacrifice on our behalf, to be resurrected from the graves of our brokenness and rebellion, and to enter paradise where He will heal our hearts and dwell with us.
He set aside His beauty. He set aside His majesty to carry all our sorrows, to come and bear our griefs. When we like sheep had gone astray, the man of sorrows made the way. Crushed for our iniquities, His suffering brought us peace. With His wounds and by His stripes, we can enter paradise. This is the price of mercy. This is the price He paid to win the hearts of all His people. One day we'll be with Him. Because of one we now are saved, the King of glory made a way. Crushed for our iniquities, His suffering brought us peace. With His wounds and by His stripes, we can enter paradise.
Joy.
Because Christ has conquered the grave, there is nothing in this life or the next that we need fear. This is why the Apostle Paul confidently writes, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8:31-37.
Glory to our great Redeemer, spotless Lamb for sinners slain, my pardon purchased, my ransom paid. Glory, glory to his name. Glory to our great Redeemer, died my death that I might live. Such costly grace he so freely gives. Glory, glory to his name. Glory to our perfect sacrifice, a lamb whose blood covered my shame. The wrath of God poured out and satisfied. An enemy now reconciled, this stranger loved as an adopted child. Glory, glory to his name. Glory to our perfect sacrifice, a lamb whose blood covered my shame. The wrath of we
The week of his crucifixion, Jesus comforted his disciples by telling them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am." John 14:1-3. You and I live between the "it is finished" of the resurrection and the "it is done" of the new heaven and new earth. Easter is irrefutable testimony that God keeps his promises. Jesus' return and renewal of all things is just as certain as his resurrection. So this Easter, accept his invitation to dwell in his house, to eat at his table, and to worship the one who, above all others, is worthy of our praise.
Healing here in the house of the risen sun.